Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function in the kingdom of heaven with optimal fruitfulness through the application of its timeless principles. We have been speaking about walking in the supernatural, and in our most recent discussion, we've been focusing on kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural. The factors that you need to apply to be able to invoke in order to walk in the supernatural. We have spoken about two so far. That's the first thing, is that you have to understand the relationship between power and authority. And the second, which we talked about in our last episode, was about submitting to the God orchestrated process of death to self. So it's the key of death to self, dying to self. So as God takes us through processes to enforce death to self, we submit to it. So in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the third key, speaking about the third key. And this is that if you want to walk in the supernatural, apply the principles of the Word of God in your life and sphere of influence. If you want to walk in the supernatural, you need to apply the principles of the Word of God in your life and spheres of influence. So it's about application of the Word of God. We normally hear, when we talk about the Word of God, most of the time we speak about reading it. And that's good, because that's information, acquiring knowledge. There is also studying it to understand. Then there is meditating upon it, where you can get deeper insight as you reflect on what you have studied. And then there is internalizing it. And then there is believing it and applying it is the next dimension. So if you want to walk in the supernatural, this is one of the keys that you need to use. You need to not only read the Word of God, not only study it and try to teach it to people, or you need to apply it. The proof, in fact, of faith is application. That's why the Bible says that in the book of James, it says that faith without works is dead. So if you claim to believe the Word of God, you have to apply it into your life. And there are benefits for applying the Word of God. The first scripture I want to read, I'm going to read a number of scriptures. So the first scripture I want to read is from Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This is what the Lord told Joshua. He told him, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." You see, so he says that this book of the law, that's you know, a New Testament will say that this is the Word of God, you know, the Word that you, that you, God was telling him that he should meditate upon it day and night. Why? So that, because as you meditate, you reflect on it, and then it begins to occupy your mind and goes to your heart and informs your action. Then he says, when that happens, therefore, you are able now to do everything that is, you are able to be careful to do everything written in it. Then he says, when you do that, you will be prosperous and successful. That was what God was telling Joshua. So the Word of God was a key to supernatural prosperity and success. Some other versions speak about good success, because there's a bad success where maybe you succeed in a way in which, for example, you get a lot of money, but you've gotten it illegally. It's not good success. Or you have risen and you have hurt so many people in the process of rising. That's also not good success. So here, speaking about that you will have good success. You see, you'll prosper and have good success. So you'll be prosperous and successful. So this supernatural success and prosperity, it comes, it is birth. So it's birth from the spiritual realm when you apply the Word of God. Okay? It's important to know that the Word of God consists of timeless principles. They are universal principles. there are principles that apply in all nation, all nations. It's applying in the natural and spiritual realm, and it's universal, and it's timeless. The way it was applied in the days of Jesus or in the day of Joshua is the same way it can be applied today and have the same results. So the principles are timeless. So when you apply the word of God, you are guaranteed that you're going to get the results that it gives. If you apply, if you have a proper understanding of it, so that you apply the holistic dimension of the word, not just one scripture, one verse here, all that, or cherry pick scriptures. It's the holistic understanding of the concepts of the word, the concepts and the principles and the patterns and the ordinances of the word. You apply them, you will see things unlocking into your life. Yeah. So the second scripture I want to read is, which is similar to what God told Joshua. In just what you have just read is Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The scripture says, it says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, he prospers." So what the scriptures is telling us here is that this person delights in the word of God, the law of the Lord, in the word of God, and he meditates on it day and night. And remember what we saw in the book of Joshua, that when you meditate upon it day and night, then it will cause you to be able to do everything, to be careful to do everything written in it. Why? Because as you meditate on it day and night, it consumes your thoughts and it goes into your heart, and out of the abundance of the mouth speaks, and also out of the scriptures tells us in Proverbs 4:23 that out of the heart they flow the issues of life. So you begin to manifest what is in the word. So beyond meditating it, then you need to take action. So he's saying this person, as he meditates on the word day and night, then he becomes like a tree planted by the streams of water. He yields his fruit in season, and his leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, he prospers. So you see, the supernatural ability of the word as begins to affect the person, and the person becomes like a tree that is evergreen, because it's like a tree planted by the streams of water, and which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, he prospers. So the person is always thriving. Why? Because they are meditating on the word of God and they are applying it in their life. You see, so application of the word of God births the supernatural. The scripture also tells us in James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, it says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does." So he's saying that do not merely listen to the word, do what he says. And he's saying if you're such kind of a person, then what will happen is that you will be blessed in what you do. You'll be blessed in what you do. So it tells you that application of the word unlocks something in the spiritual realm. Unlock something in the spiritual realm, which is manifested in the natural realm. Okay? So if you want to walk in the supernatural, you have to learn to apply the word of God. It's important to know this. To apply the word of God, you have to know it. So that means you have to be reading it consistently, systematically, so that you have a holistic perspective of it. not just cherry-picking scriptures or guessing. And then you have to understand and believe it. So to apply the word of God, you have to know it, to understand and believe it. So knowing is about obtaining the information in the word. Understanding is about grasping the realities, the truths in the word as you reflect on them. And then as you meditate upon it, then you come to a point of believing it. You believe it. So you have to believe it. You have to believe. So faith becomes like what the scripture says, that faith is the substance of things not seen, the evidence of what is hoped for. Yeah, it's being sure of what is hoped for, being certain of things not seen. It's like what the Amplified Bible says, the title deed, the guarantee. You see, so as you know the word and you understand it, you meditate upon it, it will birth faith in you. But the proof of faith is what you do. That's why we say that to apply the word of God, you have to know, understand, and believe it. So when you reach the point of believing, then you apply it, because faith without works is dead, as the scriptures have said. So the word of God is the foundation of the supernatural manifestation of God's wisdom and power. All dimensions of the supernatural, they are anchored on the word of God. They may come from all the keys that we use, but at the end of the day, the basis, the foundation is the word of God. The foundation is scripture. The foundation is the light from the word. You get light, then you apply the light, the revelation, and then you will see things unlocking. Yeah, so it's the foundation of the supernatural. So even miracles are based on the word of God. The scriptures say this. This is Jesus speaking to the apostles before he was taken to heaven in Mark chapter, before he ascended to heaven in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 20. The scripture said this. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick and they will recover." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by signs that accompanied it. You see, so what happened is that he gave them instructions what to do, to preach the word, to go and preach the gospel to all the people, all creation. And he told them what will happen when they preach, that everyone who believes will be saved, that there are signs that will accompany them, that you have described there, driving out of demons, speaking in new tongues, taking up serpents and not being hurt, drinking deadly things and not being hurt, placing their hands on the sick and them recovering. And when they obey this, they obey what Jesus had done, that's applying what he had told them to do of preaching the word, then the Bible says, the scripture says that the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. So there are signs and wonders come to confirm the word of God. So he tells you that what I said is that the principle I'm trying to articulate is that the word of God is the foundation of the supernatural. You apply the word of God and you see the results. So you have to be informed of the word. You have to know it. Then you have to understand it. Understand it. That's comprehension. That's grasping the truth within it. By after you reflect on it and study it diligently. Then as you meditate upon it, you come to the point of faith. So you have to believe it. So when you believe and you go ahead and apply it, you will see the results of the supernatural. But you have to start from the first point of knowing it. Know it. Sometimes people apply partial truths, that they have not gotten a holistic understanding of what it is that they want to apply. So they are going without adequate knowledge, or they are going with knowledge that they do not fully understand, and therefore they try to apply and don't see the results. That's because, so especially when you begin to see yourself trying to apply something that is simple, seemingly simple, and you're not seeing the results, you have to ask yourself, do I know enough, or do I understand what I know well enough to be able to apply it? If you do that, then you will see the results. You will see the results. Because you see, the word of God is the primary way in which God speaks to us, in the primary way in which he has addressed us, is a framework that he has given us for life, for our Christian life, for kingdom life. So you need to invoke the word by over situations and over your life by applying, and you will see God backing you with the supernatural. You have to take steps towards the fulfillment of the word. This does not only apply to the written word, it also applies to the prophetic word. When you hear God telling you to do something, then you have to begin to take steps that are in accordance with the prophetic word and accordance with the principles of scripture to see that word coming to be fulfilled. I'll give you an example, some examples from my life. The scriptures that we have just read from Mark 16 says that when you preach the gospel, then he speaks about when you lay the hands on the sick, they'll recover. So I'd read this scripture many times in my life, but I had not applied it. So what happened is that one time I decided now to begin to apply it. So when I was in high school, that was the first time, I think it was in the early 90s, I was in high school. So I decided to begin to take action on the word, to act on the word. So there are people who are sick in our school. And at that time, I was one of the leaders in the Christian Union. So when people would be sick, then I began to pray for them. And as I was praying for people, they will tell me that they got healed. So some, I pray for somebody, they got healed the next day. And even now, there are situations that started coming to me, being brought to my attention, of people who are really sick among students, who are really having a hard time, not just who are having a simple headache or something, but people who are really sick that they couldn't attend classes. And then I would pray for them, and then they will get healed. The next day they'll get healed, and everything will look, and then they'll testify to me of that. Then, in fact, one of the times what happened is that there was a Muslim leader of the Muslim association in our school. So he was not a believer, he was not a kingdom citizen, was very sick. And so one of the times I was just around in the dormitory where he was, because he was the head boy, he had a room there. So I told him, like, if it's the way I've heard that you're very sick, I'll tell him, I can pray for you if you want, then you'll be whole if you want, you know. Yeah. Then, of course, he was hesitant because he was not only the head boy, but he was also the head of the Muslim association, and they don't believe in Jesus as the Son of God and all that. So I just showed him, first of all, what the scripture says about laying on their hands, on the praying for those who are sick, according to James chapter 5, about when you're sick, you call the elders of the church to pray for you, and the prayer of the sick will made in faith will heal the sick, and God will forgive their sin if they have sinned. So then I prayed for him, just a simple prayer, and he had been really sick. The next day he was healed completely, and I even told him that later on, that you see, you got healed. He wasn't willing to admit and did not want to accept, because you see, it said something in psychology called cognitive dissonance, whereby for you to accept the belief, you have to change your beliefs. You know, you have to change your previous beliefs. So it was a conflict between the belief that the situation that has manifested and the belief that was pre-existing. You see, so there was a conflict there that he was having. So in order to accept, he had to discard the beliefs that he had, that Jesus is the Son of God and he heals. You see, so he persisted in another concept in psychology called the belief persistent, whereby despite being presented with the evidence that is contradictory to your beliefs, you choose to retain the beliefs. That's belief persistent or belief perseverance. So, but the thing is the point is that I pray, I apply the word, and they prayed for the person and he was healed. And also, I decided to do this one time during the holidays when my dad was sick, and I prayed for him. I asked him when he was sick, really sick at some point, and asking, like, can I pray for you? Then he agreed. Then I prayed for him and he got well. And from that point in time, what used to happen is that every time that he would get sick, very sick, he will call for me. He will tell somebody to come and call me, and then I will pray for him and God will supernaturally heal him. Yeah, so it's beyond the medication. He will be healed. And the same thing also happened to my mom. My mom also one time, because we were not staying together at that time with my dad and my mom. So when I was staying with my mom now at some point later in life, what happened is like I would pray for the people who are sick, and there will be, I think I would pray for her when she was sick, and she was got healed. And then at some point now, what happened is that I think I remember one time there were people who were his friends who were not feeling well. So she would call me and ask me that we go to see the people. And then I would go to them and then I would pray for them and they would get whole. And in fact, one of the times there was somebody who was like bedridden for quite some time. And so I'm going to visit during the holidays. And I went and prayed for the person. And the person, I didn't even know the story because I left that day. And then later on in May, after another time when I came to see my mom, what happened is that this person gave me my mom told me that person got healed the next day. So you see, I was taking the step of faith. And you see, like faith, the proof of faith is action, is what you do, is obedience, action. So what happened is that I was applying the word and seeing results. So if you want to walk in the supernatural, you don't just read the word. You don't just meditate upon it or study it and teach it to people. What you have to do is take steps and apply it. You have heard about issues about, like, for example, the way the scriptures speak about giving tithe and offering. But do you apply it? You see, maybe even you don't even grasp comprehensively the whole concept of giving. Study it through the scripture so that you have adequate information and adequate understanding. And you have not meditated upon it so that you get the deep, that so that it births faith in you in order to apply it. But the thing is that the point is, if you want to see the results as the scriptures speak about giving, tithing and offering, giving or giving to ministers, giving to the poor, then if you want to see that result, the only way you can see it is if you actually go ahead and give that offering. And it's not something that you should just be doing occasionally. Put it as a system in your life that you decide that I'm going to give this portion of tithe. The scriptures has prescribed tithe 10%. In the New Testament, it is said that it's free. We are in freedom, but the thing is that because the New Testament is a dimension of grace, then we should be even doing it higher, even give more. Like, I think I stopped giving 10% a long time ago. I gave more, a higher percentage. I stopped it many years ago. So I give always a higher percentage than 10%. You see, so the thing is, like, decide to give and see doors unlocking. You will see doors unlocking for you. Doors that are according to the scripture. You can't just be reading it and teaching it to people. There are preachers even who teach about giving, but they don't give. And so they don't see the results of giving. Yeah, so what you do, put aside resources and say, I'll be giving this 10% or more every month to the kingdom, because it's for the support of the work of the kingdom within the framework of the church. And then also you can also set aside money to give to the poor consistently. You can set aside money to give to some relatives, maybe your parents, if you have the resources and you're able. You can set aside money and give to ministers of the word. You see, whether it's regularly or you plan it occasionally to give it generously, you know. So, and give it generously, as the scripture say, because the scripture say, if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you reap generously. It was speaking about money in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. So you should do that. So apply the word and you will see. If you have been giving sparingly, try and obey the word. Not just try. Reflect on the word. Research on the word. just studying it, and then meditate upon it until you believe it, and then apply it. Give generously and see God over time. As you continue to give, you'll see Him unlocking the door. You see? And there are many other principles of Scripture that you need to apply. Even the many things we have talked about in this podcast. We have spoken about principles to do with prayer and how to pray effectively. Reflect on them. I gave you a lot of information to help you understand. Explain them to help you understand. Not that you have understood it. Reflect on it and go ahead and apply it. And as you go through this series on walking in the supernatural, reflect on the principles that we are teaching and then apply it, and then you will begin to see your life moving to the dimension of the supernatural. So as we have said today, the third key for walking in the supernatural is that you should apply the principles of the Word of God in your life and spheres of influence. Apply the principles of God, the Word of God in your life and the sphere of influence, and you'll see the supernatural unlocking. If you have, and then, as we come to the conclusion, I would like you to reflect on this. That which dimension of your life have you not been seeing things changing? And you are aware that the Word of God addresses them, but you have not investing in knowledge of that area, and you have not even invested in really studying it and meditating upon it with the help of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, to open your eyes to see deeper the dimensions of the truth. Which dimension of Scripture of your life have you not engaged the Word in that sense to the point of faith? Yeah, and therefore reached to the point of application. Or which dimension of the Word do you even know, understand, and teach, but you don't apply? Yeah, apply. Which part of the Word are you not applying? So I would like you to reflect on that, and therefore go ahead and apply. And don't just apply it and say it doesn't work. Apply and apply and apply until it works. If you see that your plan does not work, maybe the first step is to go back and see, do I know enough? Do I know enough to be able to apply enough of this truth? And if you know enough, ask yourself, do I understand what it is that I'm trying to apply? Then if you understand, then meditate upon it, and then let faith be birthed in you, and then you will apply it and you will see the results. If you've been blessed by this episode, I would like you to share the same with a friend, a colleague, a family member. You can also share it with your members of your church, maybe a leader or minister. And also, I would like you also to, you can also share it on your social media profile, platforms that you use, because you never know who may be interested in the truth that is contained in this scripture and this series. And also, I'd like you to subscribe so that you don't miss future episode, and also ask other people to subscribe. And you can also give us feedback through the email address provided in the show notes, the podcast platform from which you are listening to the podcast, and also or even the social media handles provided. Just give us feedback in whichever way you find convenient. I pray for you that God will grant you the grace to know, to understand, to meditate upon the Word, to internalize the Word, and to the point of faith, and to apply it, therefore birthing the dimension of the supernatural in your life. May God bless you.